Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're excited to welcome to our program today actress and model Kat Balson. We're going to talk to her not only about her own journey in front of the camera, but what it's been like for her to, just by living her dream, how she's been able to inspire other people, as well as we'll talk a little bit about what's coming up next for her. If you're just now hearing about Kat, we'll tell you all a little bit later, of course, how you can stay connected with her. But Kat, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Cyrus. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited.
Well, look, I'm excited to have you on with us. And I should say, for those who have not been to your website, which is katbalson.com, and we'll remind them of that later, you are a native of France, Kat. And, of course, you know, all of us have been, you know, able to see what's been going on in the world, you know, thanks to social media and, of course, the news. I mean, the tragedy that recently happened there. What has that been like for you, first of all? Because I know you and I had a little conversation by email today, you know, about, of course, you know, how this is something you're directly affected by. Because that is, of course, your native country. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have had the outpouring of support in the face of what's happened there?
Right. Well, it is true that this affects me directly because, obviously, I'm French and I live in Los Angeles, so I am far away from all my friends and my family who are in Paris living those horrifying events. You know, this is happening in Paris, but it's also happening in all of the world, and we don't know about it that much. We hear about it from when it affects us directly. You know, it was really hard to not know if everyone was safe.
Right.
Now, I've heard from my French friends who live in Paris. I now know that they are all safe. From a miracle, because it's a place where everyone hangs out in Paris. It's a central Paris. So the fact that my friends weren't at that coffee place or that concert hall that day was just luck. You know, it was very random. They all really, really appreciate the support that they've received from the United States. As I see on my Facebook timeline, all of my Facebook friends being here in Los Angeles, they all have a French flag or they all have a nice pray for Paris, pray for the world thoughts sent out there. So I know that this is, they feel really very much supported by the States, and they're grateful for that.
Yeah. You know, that goes to, I think, what is so great about the world we live in today, and that we, you know, it used to be, we used to look at the world and say, wow, how big the world is. But today, the mm-hmm. world has really been made a lot smaller because we're able to connect in real time with people, as you were able to say, you know, connect through social media and, of course, through having connections, you know, with technology, being able to do that. And that has spilled over even into your career, into this journey, because your friends there in France have been able to stay connected with the great things you've been able to do, you know, in the States over the past few years. What has that been like for you, Kat, to be able to have that worldwide support for the work that you're doing?
Well, it's what has been helping me to keep going. You know, the fact that I've inspired so many of my friends back in France of taking the risk to leave my country. I left France with, you know, one luggage, one dream. I didn't buy a round trip. I bought a one-way plane ticket to come to Los Angeles, knowing that I was pursuing my dream and that I wasn't going to go back, or at least for a little while. And, well, it was terrifying for them to know that someone was going to do this. A lot of them at first tried to, you know, talk me down of doing this because a lot of people are actually afraid of following their heart and pursuing their dreams. A lot of people told me, well, you know, Kat, you're French, you have an accent. It's not like you're the Hollywood type. You know, you're not going to make it out there. Now, that was a few people who had those fears for me. Obviously, I didn't listen to them, and I wanted to, you know, prove them wrong. At first, that was kind of a motivation. But as soon as I arrived here and projects started to unfold and Los Angeles welcomed me with open arms, and I started working as an actor, I mainly stayed focused on the people who always believed in me, the people who told me that I was a true inspiration for them of taking this risk and, you know, kind of jumping this bridge of going to the States. And the people that told me, that have always told me, Kat, I know you're going to make it. I see this light in you because you have this willingness. Now, maybe I didn't have the means at the time, but I had the willingness. And all those supportive messages that I've received and that I keep receiving more and more, now I want to prove people right.
Right, right. What a powerful
thing. Instead of proving people wrong.
Right. That is such a powerful thing, Kat, because I think, you know, for one, the belief in yourself is so important because, you know, I have wrestled with that myself in life. It's not always easy to believe that something is possible, especially if people mm-hmm. around you have never done it before. So that, you know, there is that. But there also is, of course, what other people will say to you and how sometimes they will leap their own insecurities or their own limitations on you and try to make you feel as though, well, because I'm not doing this, you can't do this either. You know, I
smile. Oh, absolutely.
And I smile to myself, though, Kat, when you talked about, you know, the accent, because as a country guy from Mississippi, I have heard all about, you know, for myself even, you know, how, you know, there are certain things that people expect. Where do you think that courage comes from, though, Kat, to be able to just to go for it? You know, even though it was something unknown, where does the courage come from just to go for your dreams like that?
Well, you know, It really comes from my faith in life. How it started, I've always enjoyed being an actor. I used to act as a hobby when I was a kid, you know, like an after-school activity. And I loved doing it, being in little theater companies and just having this joy of playing, because that's what it is. When you're an actor, you play just like a kid.
Right.
This makes you happy. This is why kids play, because it makes them happy. And then I stepped into the corporate world, and I have a master's degree in sales and marketing, and I've worked for huge corporations in France. And I was unhappy, I can say, almost every single day of my life. I mean, I was making a good living, that's for sure. I was 18 years old, and I had everything I already wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But I was missing something. I didn't understand the purpose of being an employee to an employer that I don't even, you know, will understand their ethic. Or I was just unhappy, and I didn't see the purpose of life in that sense. I was like, why are we on this earth just going to work and then going back home and being tired and only waiting for the week to end and waiting to go on vacation and then having to clock back in at work and then eventually retire and die. So that was really sad for me. But when I see our earth and when I see life, it's so beautiful. You know, I cry in front of a sunset. I think Mother Nature, God, the universe is so beautiful that there is more to that. So I decided to pursue my hobby as my career and be a working actor. And I found the courage of doing it, knowing that I was going to struggle for many, many years, because you don't just become successful within the first year that you start. You can, and that would be great, to know that there's going to be a lot of struggle ahead of you. And the courage that I had was that what is worth behind that struggle? What is the outcome that's going to come, you know, what is the outcome of this struggle? Well, being happy, pursuing my dream, doing what I love doing every single day for a living, and on top of that, being able to inspire others to do the same thing.
Right.
Because when I see people who, you know, I used to live, and my friends would also, after work, just maybe go to a restaurant or go to a bar to talk about, you know, our friendships, our lives, and everyone was miserable. Everyone was complaining about their jobs. A lot of people fell into depression and not understanding the purpose of life if you don't like your job. So seeing this made me so sad, and I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to do it, guys. And I'm going to prove you that we can all do it, that it's possible for every single person to follow their heart, follow their dreams, and step away from what doesn't make them happy in their life. So I'm going to do it for my friends. And that's where I found courage to do it, absolutely.
You know, I think that is a great thing for all of us to be able to remember. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today actress and model Kat Balsam. We're talking to her not only about her love of acting, but also what it's been like for her to slip into the skins of characters, as well as, of course, to be able to walk in her own purpose and to really enjoy life and to live life to the fullest. Kat, I want to talk about the pictures that those that are joining us online are actually seeing of you, because, you know, it's great to be able to see, for one, you're being able to show others how important it is to love oneself. How important has that lesson been for you to love you first and foremost?
Well, going back a little bit to the people who told me, Kat, you're never going to make it if you go to Los Angeles, being French, also telling me it's not like you're the Hollywood type, you're not a model, you're 5'1", you know, you don't have a long leg. And I've heard for many years, and especially as a kid, you know, I'm very fit, I'm very muscly, so I would hear that I'm like a little man in a woman's body, or, you know, I'm not very feminine, and just people putting you down for some reason, because they're probably not happy in their own life, so that they have to take it out on someone else. And being an actor is different than being a model, of course, because when you're an actor, you're the image of everyone in our society, and not everyone is a model type.
Right.
So that's why I was confident into being an actor, in that sense that my physicality didn't matter. Now, being in Los Angeles, I also learned that the body that I have is the one I was given in this lifetime on Earth, and I'm going to take the best out of it. So I was born with a genetic that is pretty muscly. Well, I became a fitness model. I didn't become a 6'6" feet tall model. Obviously not. I can't grow my legs. but I do with what I have, and I'm fortunate enough to be very fit. And, you know, as soon as I started accepting that and loving myself, I feel like I've transformed. I don't know how to say that, but I've made myself to the image that I would have, taking away all of the negative comments that people can send you. And as soon as I really, really started to love and appreciate myself and take advantage of what I thought was, you know, negative parts of me, like, oh, I'm muscly, so I'm not very feminine. As soon as I started taking this as an advantage for me, I'm muscly, I can be a fitness model and inspire people to stay in shape and be healthy and go exercise and eat healthy, well, then this definitely, you know, brought me up in my career. It helped me.
Right. Exactly. And because of that, because of your walking in the authentic you, you've been able to do some amazing things, walk some amazing red carpets, be a part of some amazing projects on television. Do you still have, and I've been asking this question a lot lately because I think it's so important, Kat, for us to reflect back. I think we all are so busy in doing what we're doing. Sometimes we don't pat ourselves on the back enough for what we've accomplished. Do you have those moments when you do sit back and pat yourself on the back and say, wow, Kat, you've really had an amazing year?
My God, Cyrus, I do this every single day, actually. Each time I walk out of an event, each time I walk out of set, after a day on set filming, after I meet people, after our conversation today on the radio, I will just take a moment to sit and reflect on it and say, can you imagine where you're sitting at right now? Can you imagine, Kat, if you think back before when you had your luggage, even at the airport, ready to jump on that plane, all the distance that you've walked since that day. You know, I like saying that to people. Don't just look at what else needs to be accomplished and then be discouraged from everything ahead of you. Just take a moment to look back and see how far you've come. And as you say, pat yourself on the back for that.
Right. Exactly. And just by your doing what you love, you've been able to make some, you know, amazing friendships along the way. You've been able to pick up fans
mm-hmm.
along the way. This conversation was made possible because of a fellow actress, Jessica Lindsay Gilbert, who brought you to my attention and who, you know, seems to be a great part of your support system. I mean, what is it like for you to have people like that in your corner, Kat, to kind of encourage you and to root for you along the way?
Oh, it's important. We're a family, and if you don't build this in this industry, well, you can't make it alone. When I moved from France, I didn't know anybody in Los Angeles. I didn't have any. I mean, I still don't have any family, but I have a hard family. I have friends. I didn't know anybody, and all of this network and friendships has built. Some people I've worked with, I met Jessica on set. We were working on a feature film, a Western movie together, and we immediately connected and stayed connected. It is so important. I cannot stress it enough to really work as a team and grow with individuals with who you share the same vision. Jessica and I, we have the same intentions towards life. And our goals of being in this industry and being a public person, we come from the same intentions and the same purity. And we connected in that sense, and we walk with the same vision. We help one another. I wouldn't be talking to you, as you mentioned, if it wasn't for her.
Right.
And it's a give and take relationship, but every project that I've done, I've built them with my friends, the people that I've met working with them, and that's how we grow. You just look at Matt Damon and of course I'm thinking out. Many of the greatest actors have walked alongside of another great actor, and they've built together.
Right. So true. So true. And I think that is, again, the important thing. So what is it that keeps you encouraged? What is it that keeps you motivated every day, Kat, that keeps you excited about what's to come?
Well, there are many things. First of all, as I mentioned earlier, my faith in life and on this earth of being happy, because we only have one life. And living it to its fullest, just to be able to go to bed every night satisfied with your day because you know you gave your best out of it. That's
right.
Really important for me, because I also think that if every single person on this earth focuses on being happy and doing what they love, well, it will participate in creating a harmonious and peaceful planet. And it becomes by, you know, your own personal happiness. What keeps me motivated, too, is every project that is ahead of me. Every day I have a bigger vision for myself and my projects. I'm working on several projects right now. I don't know if we're going to talk about it later or if I should mention it now. But
sure, go ahead.
Well, for example, I'm working on a solo show, which is a one-woman show. That I'm creating this. I'm creating it. I'm doing it with Gary Austin, who is the founder of The Groundlings. Now, I don't know if everyone is familiar with The Groundlings, but The Groundlings started Saturday Night Live. I know SNL, that everyone knows about it. And Gary Austin, who's the founder of The Groundlings, offered me to direct my solo show. Now, even this keeps me going in the sense that I didn't know Gary Austin when I moved to Los Angeles. I didn't know anybody. And I did a workshop with him, an improvisational workshop with him. And he saw my work, and we've stayed connected ever since then. We've been working together hand in hand. I'm taking his improvisation class. I've been helping him produce his shows, and just the fact that I get recognition from people in this industry who have made it. I mean, Gary Austin received Lifetime Achievement Awards. He's proved he's Helen Hunt's teacher. Helen Hunt receiving her award, her Academy Award, thanks Gary Austin. So he's proved that he knows what he's doing. So when I have someone like Gary Austin telling me that they believe in me and they want to direct my solo show, this means the world to me. And it's just only for this, I wouldn't give up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Only to again, prove those people right, I would not give up. Because I have the support of those people, I wouldn't give up.
Hmm. I'd say, and that, again, is a great motivator for other people out there, Kat, as to what they can do themselves, what they are able to do. And I think, you know, if people would just focus on what was possible instead of what they can't do, I think life would be so much better off. I mean, do you find to kind of go back to how we began the conversation, talking about the move from France, Kat, I mean, when you reflect back on that, do you think that one of the reasons why you are still here, why you're still working and able to enjoy doing what you're doing, is because you were willing to make that leap? And is that kind of what you tell people, that if you want to go to the next place in your life, you have to be willing to make that jump?
Yeah, completely. That, and you have to know that you cannot wait on others to come pick you up and do it for you. It ends up being collaborating with amazing people, but you have to start by yourself. You have to create by yourself. Even when I was in France, the two first years that I started working professionally as an actor, instead of waiting to be cast for roles and just going to auditions, and, you know, when you're a new actor, obviously it takes more time to book a role. So instead of waiting on that, I founded a monthly short movie festival, which encouraged other actors to just grab their iPhone, grab their cameras, whatever they had that they could record with, and shoot a short movie once a month. So that they can practice, first of all, they can practice their art, their craft, their acting in front of a camera, and it just motivates them to do something. Now, from those short movies and those projects, other people from the industry saw their work online, they saw it on YouTube, they saw motivated people that are just not waiting, that are doing stuff. And this always brings something to you. I've always, and as soon as I moved to Los Angeles, that's what I did as well, you know. I was like, okay, I really like this short movie. I really like this idea. Let's make it a short movie. Okay, but you don't have a crew. Well, it's pretty easy to find a crew in Los Angeles. Then, you know, you chip in with a friend or two. Even with $200, you can shoot something really professional nowadays with the cameras that we have. So why wait? It's just as long as you make this jump of like, okay, nothing's happening for me right now. I'm an actor. I don't have an agent. I just arrived in Los Angeles. I don't have a manager. Oh, this is not for me. It's obviously not going to work. Well, instead of having those kinds of thoughts, just say, well, while all of this is being created, I'm going to do my own project. Of course, I'm going to keep looking for an agent, but instead of waiting at home doing nothing, I'm going to call up a friend. Again, this is how important it is to create your own community with the people in the industry and do something, have a project. We ended up doing a short movie with my very good friend, an amazing actress, Tarnisha Stimmage. We did a short movie, just the two of us, with a camera guy and a sound recordist, and I knew how to edit. And it ended up being screened. We organized a screening in a bar who had the whole screening room for us for free, because everything is possible. Because I picked up the phone and I asked them, oh, I see that you have a screening room. Is it possible that I organize a private screening for my friends and some people of the industry? They'll all have a drink at the bar. Yes, of course. and I asked him, so how much would it cost us? I didn't have any money back then. Nothing, because if your friends are going to have a drink, that's going to be great, you know, great publicity for us too.
Yeah.
But that's because I didn't limit myself.
Right.
Some
and
people would say,
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kat.
No, just about limiting yourself. Some people could have, you're never going to be able to get a screening room because you're not even part of the film festival. Well, I didn't put this limit. I'm like, well, let's try. Let's try to see and let's see what happens.
And I think that's the thing, and that's the great lesson, I think, for all of our audience out there. Kat, try and see, and let's see what happens. I mean, that's the thing. Unless you try, you will never know, and I think, Kat, you've been a perfect example of that. Again, everyone, Kat Balson has been our guest for this segment. We've been talking with her not only about her journey as an actress and model, but what it's been like for her to do what she loves, to be able to share that with people literally around the world, and to see the way that people have definitely stayed connected with her. And speaking of staying connected with you, Kat, how can our audience keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Oh, well, they can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Kat Balson, so that's KATTBALSAN, but I think you have that on the website. And like my Facebook page, which is Kat Balson Actor. And my Facebook page is Kat Balson Actor. My profile is on the Kat Balson. So make sure that you have the Kat Balson Actor for Facebook. And then, I have my website, katbalson.com. And on my website, there's my email address and, a little contact form that you can send me a message, and I'll get it in my email.
So make sure you all are staying connected with her. Again, everyone, katbalson.com is that website. And there you can also find out about films that Kat has been in and be able, of course, to see photos and other press there as well. Kat, thank you so much for the time today. I really do appreciate it. Our thoughts and prayers continue to be with the people of France as they are dealing with this recent tragedy, and as well as, of course, with the rest of the world as they are going through things all over the world. And we look forward to our next conversation with you, Kat.
Yes, thank you so much. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Okay, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Appreciate your time today. And we thank you, our audience, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.